I'm so blessed by that word about the Spirit and the bride. And I'm just sharing a little bit of my own heart. I paint a little bit, and I'm not an expert. I just paint because I love creativeness. And I've painted the bride. One night the Lord showed me the bride in a vision. And I said, Lord, can I look at her shoes? Because I want to see her shoes. Then I know how she's walking. And I said, lift her dress. I want to see her shoes. And she had combat boots on. So the bride we have in our perception is not going to be the bride of Christ, because she's a burning, firing, passionate bride ready for war. Because she's so passionate about the bridegroom king that her passion overtakes her, and she will take the sword in her right hand and she will fight. Because our battle is between darkness and light. And she's consumed and compelled by love, because she's been sent from the kingdom of heaven. And that's us. So let us arise. And combat boots means you going to war. But you war out of intimacy. You can't war before you have been intimate with the lover. Because warfare is love. Warfare is aggressive love. I love Braveheart. I love it. It speaks to me. Because I see the blood. I see the vengeance. And when he lay on that table and say, you won't take my heart from me. And that's the passion of the bride. You won't remove my passion. You won't remove my passion. You can kill me, but you won't kill my passion. And that's the bride of Christ. Rising up in this season, a passionate bride with blood on her dress, because she's at war for the King of Kings that pay the price. So I painted this bride. And I went to a conference, and I've got a girl that's a genuine painter. I'm the pleb, but she's now genuine. And she phoned me, and she always called me Moeder Noord, because I stay on the border to Zimbabwe. So she phoned me, she said, Moeder Noord, I had this dream of the bride. But she had the dress on and all the dressings and trimmings. And then the next minute, one little pull starts rolling off the dress and runs into the corner. And I had exactly the same dream that night. So I thought, well, she's not ready, that's for sure. I went to a conference, and this is the amazing natural life of God that is supernatural. I went to this conference, and a woman from Cape Town came to me, and she stood in front of me, and she put her hand out, and she had a little pearl in her hand. And she said, Anita, I don't have a clue, but God said, I must give you this pearl, and you know what to do with it. And I never knew part of my calling will be to dress the bride. So God is even looking for that little pearl that's lying in the corner, and he's waiting with the extravagant love that consumes him and that compels him. I want that pearl on the dress, then I can come. And let us be those ones that dress the bride. Dress her that she can be ready. And thank you for that word. It was amazing. I want to speak about think from the throne of God. Om te dink soos die troon van God. think from the throne. And it's something that I'm busy with, and I'm on this journey, and I'm sometimes in the wilderness. I don't understand, but we're all on this journey to have more clarity. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. And I want to speak from John 3, when Nicodemus came to Jesus, and he said to him, what must I do to come into the kingdom of God? And the scriptures say, John 3, verse 5. Jesus answered Nicodemus, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, unless a man is born of water and even the Spirit, he cannot even enter the kingdom of God. What is born from the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not. Do not be surprised, astonished at the telling, at me telling you, you must all be born from above. So there's a borning from above that we all have to go through, and it's a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. And then he said, the wind blows wherever it wills, and though you hear its sound, so there's a sound of the wind, the frequency and the vibration of the wind. Yet you neither know where it comes from or where it's going to. So it's with everyone who is born of the Spirit. And then verse 10. Jesus replied to him, and I think it's, listen guys, listen to my heart. We have a lot of scripture, but is not being touched by the water of the Spirit. So we know the scriptures, but it's not, the word didn't become flesh. So he said to Nicodemus, you are a teacher of the word, and you ask me, what must I do to be born again? So information can be a fact, but the Spirit brings the truth. And there's a difference between a fact and truth. So what does he tell him? I assure you, verse 11, most solemnly I tell you, we speak only of what we know. We know absolutely what we are talking about. We have actually seen what we are testifying to. We were eyewitnesses of it, and still you do not receive. And he spoke to the disciples. He said, you've been a witness, you've seen, and you still don't understand. You still don't understand because the revelation, the curtain is not pulled. The veil is still over your face. So we can hear the word of God, and the word of God is our foundation. It's our life. But the word and the Spirit must come together. That the Spirit can pull the veil away and we can have a revelation. It's like you wake up in the morning and the curtains are pulled, and you won't see outside until the veil, the curtain, is being removed. So I pray in this morning, whatever the area is, God want to unveil you, unveil us, Lord, that we will see. That we will see. And he say, and still you do not receive the testimony. So there's even a testimony, and you still don't receive that. And still you do not receive the testimony. You reject and refuse our evidence that of myself and all of those who are born in the Spirit. And then he say, it's an awesome verse. And there's the two dimensions of heaven and earth, verse 11, or 13. And yet no one has ever gone up to heaven, but there is one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man himself, who it dwells, has his home in heaven. So we as born again believers, where's our home? Heaven. And that's the amazing time that we're in. We are heaven dwellers coming to earth and bring the kingdom of God. And then we go to Ephesians where he say, and because of what Jesus did, we can receive that by faith and by a revelation, and we can start walking in the consciousness that we are seated in heavenly places with him. And that's our home. That's where our reality should be, heaven, the kingdom of heaven. And God say the kingdom of God is at hand, and the violent, not the passive, so kom my, sal ek maar kry, is going to get to the kingdom. The violent, what does it mean to look violent? Ek sal maar sien en ek sal oor dit dink. Ek sal vas en bid. You don't have to fast and pray about the kingdom of God is at hand. And the violent take it by force. And that's passion. That's passion. And you, the religious spirit, will take you out because you're passionate. Want jy moet melt. Jy moet blend. Jesus is nie in die blender nie. He's not making smoothies. He is in the passionate bride that say, I want to think violently and walk violently with the kingdom at hand. So we're in a very interesting time and season. There's a shaking going on all over. There's a shaking in every church. And I am first the church and you the church and then we have the global church. En daar's 'n geskit en 'n geruk en 'n geknars van tande. Because Jesus wants his bride. He's not going to settle for a religious bride that have step one, step two, step three. He's coming for a bride that are passionate, that wants to think like the heavens and act in the earth. Isaiah was saying, the kingdom, the heavens is my throne. The earth is my footstool. What house are you building? What house are you building? First you the house, and then this the house. So God is saying this morning, are you building from the throne, or are you building from under the footer? As jy van die footer af bou, boetie en sissie, dan is jy in die moeilikheid. Want jy bou nie van die voete af nie, you start building from the highest place. To get the instruction, to get the download, to get the scroll in your belly, to receive it, the book of revelation, how I must build. So if I get the strategy from heaven, I start walking it out into the earth. So the scary part is, we are in heaven, our head should be in heaven, en nou voete sal moet op die aarde wees. Dis 'n groot stretch. Dis 'n groot stretch. Want dis galaxies en galaxies uit mekaar uit. And that's the awesomeness of spirit world. That's the awesomeness. Let's turn to Colossians. So Jesus was crucified. He was raised. And I'm just going to, in short, because we've got a time limit, because... And I'm going to say it. Let this religious demon die. Because we can sit at certain places, guys, and if I speak with an aggression, I speak with a disappointment that I feel in the heart of the Father, that we prepare to sit for hours and hours and hours. But when we come to the house of God, we're building swimming pools. And the Holy Spirit is a river. He's not a swimming pool. He's a river. So you must do your 15 minutes, you must do your 3 songs, 2 slow songs, doen die dingetjie huis toe. And the river comes. And the river comes. And we constrict the Spirit of God. Because our announcements are important, our programs are important, all our stuff is important, but the most highest King of glory walks into the door and we say, I am busy. I'm busy with my stuff. I'm busy with my church, getting it neat and ready and all that stuff. In the meantime, the King is standing at the door. I want to come in. I want to be God to you. I want to flow through you. I want to touch you. I want to change you. But we are so flippant busy that we don't have respect for the river of God. I had a vision one night. And then the next morning I was praying and the Lord said to me, and I spoke about it yesterday. And and I'm not upset with you, I'm upset with me. Because I constrain the Spirit of God. I do. I was praying and I lift my hands and I said, God, I want you. I want you. I want more of you. I want to go deeper. And the next minute I had this vision, I'm in a river. And the Holy Spirit said, come deeper. And I went a little bit deeper. And that's on the image of my mind. So let us be scriptural. And the Lord said, come deeper. I said, God, I'm coming deeper because if I don't see you, I'm dying. I had enough teaching. Ons is blink gepreek. Ons is blink gepreek and we don't have an encounter with God. And I went deeper. The Lord said, come deeper. I want to take you deeper. I said, God, I will go deeper. I will go deeper. And the next minute, the Lord said to me, lift your feet. I said, Lord, I'm in the river. Why must I lift my feet? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. The next minute I lift my feet, the Lord said to me, the fact that you stand in the river, you determine how much water go past you. So lift your feet. And I lift my feet. And maybe you don't understand me, guys, but I know I'm desperate for God. And when you're in a river and you start floating, you don't know where you're going to end up. You don't know where God is taking you. And for the control freaks and the perfectionists, it is scary. Because they want to manage the river of God. You can't manage God. You can't control God. You can't. And you have to get your head out of the way, because you don't understand these things. You are perceiving in the spirit by intimacy, spirit to spirit. And the next minute I went, and it's scriptural because it's in Revelation. That's one of my favorite books. There's gems in the river. There's the tree of life. Revelations 22. Go and read it. I don't have, what's the time, Popla? Want ons moet hierdie ding doen. Ons moet hom doen. 5 minute, sister, kom in vir 'n landing. Guys, there's a cry in my heart for the river of God to flow. Because it changed my life. It changed my life. And I'm still under construction. But it changed my life. But in that river, if you read Revelations 22, the river of life that comes out of the throne of God, and it's gold, and next to the river is the tree of life with the leaves that's the healing for the nations. Who of you are crying for nations? If you don't repent, because God say, ask of me and I will give you the nations. Ask of me and I will give you the nations. The scriptures say we have to disciple nations. So if you don't cry for a nation, even South Africa, at least start crying for South Africa because we need that. We desperately need that. There's an election on the way. And it's not about Zoom Zoom and Tani Dia or whatever. It's about the kingdom of God that must be established in the earth, because the church are the answer to the world. And the church are the shadow of what's happening in the world. The church are looking what he looks like because of the world, because we are sit on our blessed assurance. And as long as I have my 4x4 and my car and my wife and my debt and my debt, I'm happy. God must come and save us from a selfishness, self-preservation and self-edification. In the meantime, God wants to establish his kingdom. He wants to establish his kingdom through each one of you. And I can see some of you are really upset with me, but I bless you. I bless you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let that religious demon rise up and kill him. Kill him. Because the river of God brings freedom. It breaks the fear of man over your life. That you rise up and say, I will become foolish in the sight of God. I will make a spectacular sight of myself. Who cares? God is happy. You know what I've learned in the prophetic ministry? You're in trouble with the people or you're in trouble with God, but you're still in trouble. So you decide where you want to be in trouble. And I've made a decision in 60 years, I don't want to be in trouble with God anymore. So if you don't like me, I bless you. I love you. I love you. Because God is extending us. God is pulling and pressing us. You know, God spoke to me about, you know, the prophetic people, they're all over the show. So for the teachers, it's a nightmare. Because they know order. There's no structure. But we need one another. The teacher cements the prophet, and the prophet take him up that he can go like a space cadet. So we need the space cadets and we need the teachers. The word and the spirit. But the Lord spoke to me about Joshua and I felt so strongly. It's a word for this church. Joshua 3. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, make us hungry. Make us thirsty. For you, my King of glory, make us thirsty. Stir the hunger in our hearts. Not for religion. Ek is moeg vir religion. Religion, how does the church look like with religion? Same McDonald's, same burger, same song, same announcement, different drive-through every Sunday. That's a religious church. You can exactly tell what's going to happen. You know the program. I'm tired, guys. I'm not upset with the church. I'm upset what it became. I'm upset what it became because God paid a price. I want to tell two stories and then we will do the minute thing. It's not against you. You're just doing your job. Oh, praise the Here. Whoop! We have got a breakthrough. We've got a breakthrough. Oh, 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 oh. There's freedom in the house of God. Yes, Lord. You know, I read a story and it stuck with me. It stuck with me. It's this Russian family that wants to immigrate to America, the land of promised milk and honey. But they weren't rich people, so they start saving months before and getting their money ready. And as the prophet, the king, and the priest of the house, the man took charge of this expedition. So he looked how he's going to plan this for his family. They're going by boat. And he got little envelopes. So for Monday, he put the money aside. For Tuesday, he put the money aside. For Wednesday. So for the time and the period on the boat, he set money and little snacks aside because they can't go and eat in the dining room. They're too poor. So they went on the boat and they're traveling. Everybody goes to the banquety table of the king. They sit in the cabin and have the crackers or ek weet nie wat se kaas eet die russe nie or whatever. Maybe vodka for sure. To keep them warm, not to go drunk, to keep them warm. So they have their little bits, and the day before they're going into the harbor, the captain of the boat start walking in the corridors and he said, everybody comes to the banqueting table. You're invited to come and have a feast. We're going to board. And he looked at his wife and said, maybe I must go and find out how much it will cost us. And I will try and take you to the banqueting table. And he went into the corridor and he said to the captain, listen, I've got 3 kids and a wife, so we're 5. How much will it cost us to go and eat in the dining room and feast with the other travelers? And the captain said, didn't you read the small print? It was being paid for. And that's the church. He paid the full price and we still sit in the cabin. And eat the crumbs. We're still happy to just be on pension and tell skulpies op die Here met my help, ek gaan nie skulpies optel nie. Daar's nie 'n manier nie. Wat ek langs die see gaan stap elke dag en skulpies optel nie. If you are 67, get refired. Let the fire of God come in your bones. And start living for the next generation that are calling on the fathers and the mothers because the church are bankrupt with fathers and mothers. And the spirit of Elijah at the end of Malachi say, and the spirit of the Elijah will come where the fathers will turn their hearts towards the sons and the hearts, sons the heart toward the fathers. And if it's not happening, the land will be cursed. So if we are 60 and 70 and getting our pension card to get discounted game on Wednesday and picking up skulpies and look what's our 7th lawn in Villa Rosa. Och, jong, dis lekker. Sif. There's a life. There's a life. There's a life. Live it. Live it. I said, Lord, I want to die with a generation that was not part of me, but that I put a seat in their belly. And that I can say, my sons and daughter overtook me. Overtook me. Because they must do much more than I've done. And this is the calling over this church. That the younger generation will go over the next generation. And die ouer mense like it nie, né? Boetie, jy is nou my respekteer. God het gepraat. There's a generation in the new people that are hungry for God, the word in the encounter with God, that wants to see his face, that wants to look in his eyes. And the word for this church is Joshua 3. Moses is dead. There's an end of a season over this church. Moses is dead. And I don't talk about the past. So Mac, en ek weet nie wie is die myn konyn nie, is nie dood nie. But there's a season that it came to the fullness of time. Moses is dead and here's Joshua. And this is the Joshua generation that will inherit the promised land, that will take and kill the giants. And then it say awesomely, it's awesome. Go and read Joshua 3. And then Joshua came to there. And tomorrow we are pulling up the 10 pence. Guys, pull up your 10 pence, your mindsets. This is the way the church must look like. This is the way we must do it. This is the way. Pull up that restrictions and say, God, here I come. I'm pulling up my 10 pence. Because this season of this church is changing. Where the 10 pence must be lifted up. And he said, prepare yourself. So get your heart ready. Go and sit before God. Sorry, I've got a sore on my tongue. Go and sit before God. Dit irriteer die wit waks uit my. But go and sit before God and purify yourself. What does it mean? Purification means there's no contamination. So bring your heart before God. God, where are there still contamination in my life? Or somebody Heilige Gees is skuld kan. But anyway, and then tomorrow, we're going to move up. This church is moving up. With moving, a few people normally wants to stay behind. That's okay. It's their choice. It's their choice. And then he say, take the ark of his presence will walk before you. The season is changing where this will become a house of the word and the presence of God. Where the presence will make the way. Not the excellence. Not the good planning. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. So don't think I'm criticizing you. You are so organized, it's scary. It is scary. You can't wipe your nose and they're ready to get your tissue. You can't do this and they're ready to. Wonderful, but they're scary. Want daar's nie baie vryheid nie. But anyway, I bless you. So, the presence will make the way. Nothing else is going to make the way. The presence. And they pulled up the ark of the presence of God and they start moving. And then the scriptures say, and that's the word. You haven't been this way before. And this is where this church are. You haven't been this way before. And if you don't grasp that the presence will make the way and carry the ark of the covenant in your heart, the Lord said to me 2014, and I actually had a vision while we were worshiping, is the year of covenant. I'm cutting covenant. And I saw a big golden ring coming out of heaven. Now don't ask me a scripture, guys, please. I don't have a scripture. But this ring comes out of heaven and it goes over the willing and hungry and thirsty ones. And you're inside of the ring of God, of his approval, of his way of doing. And he covers you with his covenant that he cut with the blood. So this is a new season. And we know the story. They went up and they came to Jordan. I feel this house is facing extreme challenges. I don't know your church. I've never been here. So there's not a gossip going on. But I really feel there's challenges where you haven't been this way before. But God is saying, start engaging my face. And my presence will make a way. And you're in front of the Jordan where the river and that time of the history was the highest ever in history. Now, those of you that see pictures, I see a picture when I speak. And I see this nation coming to the river, and you have the Ark of Covenant in front, the presence that goes before you, and the riverbeds are flooding of water. So immediately, if you start walking in the flesh, jy gaan nie deur nie, boetie. Hierdie water gaan ons verdrink. Hier gaat ons omkom. That the presence will make the way. And the scriptures say, the minute the priest put their feet on the water, it departed. and the nation went through. This house are in front of a Jordan where lots of waters of obstacle are against the house. But if the leadership is not going to press into the presence of God, for the nation to go through, not for the leaders to go through, for the nation. Because a leader of a church must bring security in Christ and empowerment. Empower the nation to have the courage to step through. And when the priests, who are the priests today? Mac, Hoor jy, julle trek nie NG Kerk op my nie. Who are the priests in the house? All of us. Julle gaan nie 'n Methodist of Katolieke op my trek nie. Who are the priests? All of us. So all of us have a responsibility to for myself first. You don't have the responsibility if you're not in leadership of the church. You have the responsibility to say, Lord, I am take responsibility for myself and I am going to go through. I will carry the Ark of the Covenant. I will carry the presence of God. And the leadership has another authority where they have to press in for the body of Christ that's in this house. And then they will make the way. And then when they got on the other side, what's the good news? They have to kill the giants. So jy's wragtig deur die water en nou moet jy die groot mense vir Goliat begin doodmaak. So the obstacles doesn't stop. But God is enlarging us through the Spirit to start getting authority in the Spirit that I can look at Goliath like David and say, ek het nie gekom met stokke of swaarde nie. I come in the name of the Lord, the Most High God. Ek het nie jou army nodig nie. Ek het nie jou rok of jou stokke nodig nie. I've got the 5 stings, tientjies en ek gaat vir jou slat laat jy is die boef. My little daughter, Keisha, when I say, what happened to David and Goliath? She said, Oma, because she's German a little bit. Oma, Goliath, boef, toom, dood. Beter, Oma, David is beter, Goliath, poef, dood. So we have to raise up that 5 stones and start hitting the giants in our life. Mindsets, double-mindedness, depression. And we're going to pray for people. I don't know if you have people that pray for other people, but we are going to pray for people that we rise up and get rid of double-mindedness. You have the mind of Christ. Exchange is coming this morning in the Spirit where you tap into the Spirit where the mind of Christ is your portion. Where you arrest and don't sleep at night and you have insomnia. And it's scary how many of the church don't sleep at night. It's scary, guys. Where you say, I will give it to you, my beloved, in this sleep. Maar nou sit ons reg op en dan kyk ons maar WP en die Sharks en so gaat ons aan 7de Laan, National Geographic. En ons slaap nie. So even God is getting rid of insomnia today. Where people will start sleeping because the peace of God is your portion. There's the exchange in the Spirit. So it's resurrection, ascension, and the glory cloud. That's where we are. Pressing into the glory. Is there a limit in the glory? There's no time in the glory. There's no day and night in the glory because that's the heavenly kingdom. So we are pressing as spirit beings and a human body into the glory realm that we can be like Christ in the earth. And we can think from the throne of God, not from the throne waar ons elke dag 3 keer 'n dag gaan sit met die koerant. Ek praat nie van daai troon nie. Ek praat van die troon van God. So you need a lift off. And you determine how far you are going to be lifted off. So if you're desperate, God will lift you off. Waar is die musikante? Is hulle gerapture? Oh, Hallelujah. So for those that are hungry and thirsty, come to the front. The practical side, I don't know, that's Max's responsibility. We're going to pray for the people and trust God that God will invade your spirit. That God will start not just a touch. I don't want a touch from God. I've had it. Jesus, we only touch. God invades you. He gets hold of you and He changes you. So don't come here if you're not desperate. I'm serious, guys. I'm very serious about that. Because you might be whacked out. And then you don't like it. And you get upset with God. So be serious. If you're hungry and thirsty, come to the front. I don't know if there's helpers or the ministry team or whatever. So for those that are hungry and thirsty, come to the water. Come to the fountain of life. Come to the fountain of life that God starts restoring us and reconcile us into a place of heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you.